This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Yeah, welcome to the Christian War Room here, and thank you, Dale, for the introduction. You're listening to BPN Radio, and we are fighting a war against strongholds that set themselves up against the knowledge of God, and we are here to mobilize you and others to fight this war. Just to clarify, it's not a war against flesh and blood, but it's a war against the principalities, the powers of the air, and if we take it in modern speak, it's a war against the forces which are in another dimension fighting against the will of God and trying to thwart what God has planned for your life and for my life and for everybody else. The object of this war, they are lost souls who are on their way to hell and who need salvation and redemption from their sins, and who need to be brought into a relationship with the living God. That is what we are here for, and that is what the great call is upon our lives. Okay. Yesterday, I was talking about podcasts, about reaching out using a podcast, and just to sort of reiterate a few things, you need a little bit of software. The software is free. There's one software called Audacity. You can download it from sourceforge.net, and you will need, if you want to use the MP3 format, you will need to download some codecs. Again, just check it out on the internet and have a look at the downloads at SourceForge, and you will get some instructions on how to download it. And if you are in trouble, just go to our website, go to christianwarroom.com, and just leave a comment section somewhere. Just leave somewhere in the comment section, put a question there. I access the War Room pretty much on a daily basis, or this website on a daily basis, so hopefully, if I see a comment, I can just get back to you. And also bear in mind that whatever question you ask, many other people may have the same question, and it will help others as well. So it's not just for you. And please, in case I don't answer straight away, bear with me. I will get back and I will answer eventually. Okay. Okay, what can we do with the podcast ministry? So I mentioned it's very important. I apologize for the coughing. That's not very good for a podcast either. Just to make the point, try and avoid this. And if you use Audacity, you can actually edit it out as well, should it happen. Now, going back to the stuff you can do in creating podcasts. I mean, one of the things you can do is you can... first of all, look at stuff that is interesting to people, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Christian stuff. It could be, about the locality where you live. It could be a running report about, all the interesting events which are there. So I give you one example. A long time ago, I was working on a website, and that was a website for business. Yeah. And the business had a lot of clients within a certain locality. So I set up the website, and I gave preferences to all the clients. It was an accountancy firm who were in that region and linked up with the accountancy firm. So everybody who had something to do with this accountancy firm, they got a listing right at the top, and they had a little description of the business. And the whole idea is, somebody drives along the interstate or the motorway, and they come to this area and they want to go for a break. They Google it, the website will pop up, and they get a nice listing of all the businesses which are there in this town. So with a map, and they can, locate them and then find them, and they can see, what to do in the town, and maybe leave some money there and support the local businesses in this small community. Without shoving it down people's throats, I knew there were a few churches there, and a few churches were very good. You know, they were gospel-oriented, they were Bible-believing, solid churches, you know, strong believers and everything. So those churches got a mentioning as well. And at the same time, it's a little bit of gospel mentioned in there. Now, when people come to Christ, there's always, there are two elements. There are two elements for people to come to Christ. Element number one is they need to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. And element number two is they need to respond to it. And so sometimes, you know, when people are ready and they are searching in their hearts and they've been wooed by the Spirit of God and God has been calling out to them, it just takes something like this, that they, you know, go on a website and they go somewhere which has got absolutely nothing to do with the gospel, and suddenly they latch onto it and they see there's a church, they get a gospel message somewhere which is squeezed into the website somewhere, they respond to it and they, at that moment in time, open their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and invite him into their lives. Yeah, that is really what we are looking for, where we blatantly preach the gospel, but also we, you know, provide other information, provide a service to people. And then at the end of it, somewhere, there's the gospel as well. Again, I apologize, still the back end of the flu I'm struggling with. So when I talk for any length of time, unfortunately, the cough comes out. Okay, let's move further and look at some other things and some examples from history. William Booth, he founded the Salvation Army in response to a need within the cities and the slums of England. So he was taking his people, his generals, and he had, you know, people who were very much into the military and army in those days. And so he set up something like an army, and probably looking through the Bible as well and looking at the imagery Paul was using, that we are in a war and that we are soldiers for Christ and that we are fighting against, you know, against the evil in this world. And William Booth was faced with a big evil, and this evil was that people were living in squalid conditions. They were dying like flies because of lack of hygiene, because they couldn't feed themselves properly. They were exploited through the Industrial Revolution, and you know, factory owners were just taking them as cheap labor and not paying them a dignified wage, allowing them to live in dignity. And so there was a lot of this stuff going on, and William Booth went into this situation and he tried to relieve the suffering that was there through soup kitchens, through allowing people to sleep somewhere, to have a place to sleep when they were chucked out from wherever they were staying because they had no money and they were maybe injured or they were ill and couldn't work. And so he was meeting a need in his time. And he was doing this on a military basis. But the interesting thing is, whenever people came in and they had the big soup kitchen and everybody got something to eat, William Booth or the Salvation Army, they made sure that these people would hear the message of the gospel as well. And again, I've got greatest respect for what these guys have been doing. Today, it might sound, you know, a little bit weird with all the uniforms and, you know, being militaristic and all the rest of it, but at the time it was a response to a need which was there. And in the same way, we need to look at the needs which are there today and also to meet the people where they are and where the problems are. And I can give you a whole list of problems people are dealing with. People are dealing with depression. People are dealing with suicidal thoughts. There are people who have got identity problems. They don't know whether they are male or female. And again, there might be some interesting podcasts which can be created around this subject. There are people who are lost, who are feeling, you know, incredibly lonely, and who are just looking for something to fill the emptiness of their hearts. And again, there can be podcasts created around this. There are people who are you know, who have got health problems and who are looking for healing. And maybe there could be podcasts, you know, where you just interview people about healing they've received in their lives to give these, you know, people who are suffering severely, to give them hope that divine healing can be available for them too. And it doesn't have to be a Benny Hinn crusade or, you know, some special guy with allegedly some special skills. It just can be simple people. The Bible says it very clearly, you know, Elijah was just a man like you and I, and he prayed. And he prayed for rain, and rain came. And you can pray for things as well. And you can pray into people's situation. Many more things where you can create podcasts around which really affect people, where people really start to listen to. There's a great fear about the future, and you can sense this all the time. People don't know what the next 10 years are going to bring, and people don't dare to think about it. There's some sort of anticipation that whatever is coming is not very good, and it's been around for a long time. And again, the whole end time thing, you know, it might be something to look into. Big problems as well. We've got issues with cults, so people are just falling for cults. There are a lot of Christian cults out there. Again, there's like a whole series of podcasts you can create around the subject of cults. In my last talk about the ministry of podcasting, I was talking about just tap into the old people in your church. Talk to them about their experiences with Jesus Christ. And I guarantee that everybody who has been walking with the Lord, they've got like a whole set of stories they can tell you. And record it. Record it and publicize it. Yeah. I mentioned before, it's not very hard to do. All you need is just a little bit of equipment. You can buy digital recorders for very little money these days. The quality is very good as well. Yeah, so you can use them and even record it directly. You can use your smartphone and download a couple of apps. And most smartphones have got very good microphones, and you can record speech without a problem. You just put the smartphone on the table and you start engaging them into talking. Once you've got the software like Audacity, you can clean up the audio. You can get rid of any background noise, humming or anything like that. And you can also increase the volume to a better level or reduce the volume, whatever is necessary. Or you've got inbuilt compressors and lots of other things. So there are a lot of opportunities out there to create your podcast. Right, how do you start it off? I would just, you know, create my little war room. Today I thought about it, you know, about my war room here. And one of the things I'm going to get is a whiteboard. So I can use a dry marker, I can use a whiteboard, I can stick it on the wall. And if I'm looking at a project, I can just go on the whiteboard and put some notes on there and then just follow them through. At the moment, what I do is I have got like a little notepad document on my desktop. And whenever I've got ideas, I just type them up and then I go to my notepad. And that's my current war room. But sometimes, you know, it's very hard to read. And it just makes it easier if you've got something on a big wall in big letters. And you can just take the information from there and go with it and create something. Okay, what should you do? You should get going. That's my thinking. So if this resonates with you and you you think, yes, you know, this is something I want to get into, I think you should get going. You should sit down, you know, think and pray about it, you know, what you think God wants you to do. Maybe look at the stuff, you know, where you've already got skills. Maybe you've got a hobby and you can create some podcasts related to your hobbies, and somehow, somewhere, you can squeeze in the gospel. So what might your hobby be? You might be a cyclist. You know, you love cycling, mountain biking or something. And you could talk about your experiences and maybe problems you've had and something which is going to be of interest to other people as well. You could get your friend around it and talk about this. Now, one of my hobbies is radio, and it's amateur radio. And I came across podcasting quite a few years ago, and all it was is there were two guys who were talking on the radio, two-way radio, and they were just talking about, you know, projects they were working on, and the talk was called Solder Smoke, and it might still be around if you Google it, I don't know, but it was called Solder Smoke, you know, soldering, you know, with a little soldering iron to make little circuits, and then it gets a bit smoky as well. So they called it Solder Smoke, you know, stuff which just emanates from their little projects. And it got a great following as well. So there were a lot of people tuning in and just listening to two old guys talking about little projects they were doing within the world of radio. And that could be something you could do as well. You could just, you know, get on WhatsApp. Again, it's all free. Hook up with your mate. Hook up with your friend. Maybe if another, you know, smartphone ready or computer ready with a good microphone. And just record your conversation and then turn it into a podcast. And squeeze in the gospel. That's very, very important, you know. What other hobbies may you have? You may have, you may be an avid gardener. You like gardening. You could talk about your experiences in gardening. You might have a specialist hobby. I mean, a lot of people I know, they're sort of into little war buffs. So they know everything about the Second World War or other wars. And it's a hobby they have, and they read up on it. They talk about it, and sometimes they are in little clubs and get together about it. And again, you know, take these talks, you know, create them, put them out somewhere, upload them to YouTube or, you know, other stuff as well, like Blog Talk Radio. I think Podomatic was another podcasting outlet. and people may start tuning in and listening to what you have to say. So, I mean, just the, I think the sky's the limit. I don't know what your expertise is. I don't know what you like talking about, where you are, you know, where you are really good at. And I don't know, but obviously you know, and you may use whatever you, you know, wherever you are a specialist, wherever you are an expert in, and you may use it to reach out to people with similar interests. And you may be able to kind of swing the conversation or swing the podcast onto talking on some experience you've had with God, you know, while you were praying about something and suddenly you got this idea and suddenly you got the answer for a problem you had with your bike or something like that. I'm talking about all the boy stuff, you know, the gadget stuff. When I look at women, they've got a very different outlook on life, justifiably, and because they are women and we are not. And again, you know, I'm sure that a lot of women get interested in certain things, you know, fashion or, you know, whatever whatever else there is for women, fashion, handbags, shoes, I don't know. But again, the same thing, you know, if you've got an expertise in an area, you may as well make something out of it. Put it out there, and who knows, you might get the gospel as well. One thing I found is I did a talk on a YouTube channel, and the talk had nothing to do with Christianity. It was just about an issue, you know, in German history, which I addressed, and I made a couple of points about it as well. It's you know, injustice. A lot of people died on account of some historical decisions great leaders made after the Second World War. And this great suffering was imposed on people who were de facto innocent, had nothing to do with the war, but they were ill-treated, dispossessed, robbed, killed, murdered, and so on. So I did a talk about this, and the talk lasted about an hour. There were a lot of pictures involved, and I thought the talk would be interesting. My ancestors come from that particular area in Germany, which later was given to Poland. And I just had a look around, and I thought it was, for me, it was quite moving experience to see where, you know, half my heritage is from, you know, the two cities in that area. And I thought that there are probably about 100,000 people, maybe more, you know, were similar, were in my position, where their grandparents came from these areas, and they've been kicked out, the grandparents, and many of them probably would just like to see what it looks like, where they were coming from. And then I was using this to do this talk, you know, about the history behind it and why, you know, it was taken away from the Germans, given to the Polish, and a lot of Polish people moved in, a lot of German people were kicked out. There was a lot of suffering, and it was a pretty nasty business after the war. What I found is that, and it's quite amazing as well, that I expected, you know, just a couple of hundred people looking at it. I think at the moment, and this has been up for about a couple of years, there's about 60,000 people or something, 64,000 people who have looked at the talk. Now, the talk has got no Christian connotation other than dealing with the subject of forgiveness and of, you know, looking at what really happened in this time and to aim for reconciliation. No gospel or anything in there, but pretty much everything else on this channel, or a lot of stuff on this channel, is related to the gospel and is related about Christianity. And what I noticed is that some people who were commenting on this channel, they were looking at some of the some of the other materials on the channel as well. So it's not, you know, shoving it down people's throat. And I think the Bible warns us of this as well. So when we present the gospel, we shouldn't throw pearls before swine. If people don't want to know about it, that's fair enough. You know, it's they have to deal with this later on. One day they're going to stand before God and they have to justify, you know, why they rejected the message we're giving them. But we don't need to shove it down their throats. We can then, you know, just turn around, shake the dust off our feet as a witness against them, and move on. Yeah, that's really what we need to do. Yeah. So present the gospel, and either people receive it, they receive it, or they don't. If they don't receive it, we just move on. And, you know, the means, the possibilities we've got today are podcasting. Podcasting is just one way of doing this, creating audio material and making it relevant to people, and somehow putting a bit of gospel in it as well, and let people know there is a way, and there is a way out. Make it interesting for them as well. Right, I wanted to make a point, just a moment. And I've forgotten it. Maybe it'll come before the end of the 30 minutes for this program. Let me sum up what you need to do in order to get busy with podcasting. So number one is you need some equipment. You have to get maybe a small mixing desk. It should cost you about $100 or something. You can sometimes buy podcasting kits on eBay. Some of them are okay. Some of them are a little bit maybe substandard, but they're not that expensive, and most of them are fit for purpose. You possibly need a computer to upload everything. Some of the stuff you can do on your smartphone, but not everything. You will need some software as well. Some software could be Audacity. It's free software. It's a little bit difficult to install when you want to use MP3. You need to add some codecs as well, but a little bit of fiddling and it'll be okay. And also, if you run into trouble, feel free to contact me. Obviously, my name is Michael, and you can do this at christianwarroom.com. You just, leave somewhere a comment. I can see when I go on the interface, I can see the comments which are there, and I think I have to authorize them. And I can get back to you, you know, via the website. Okay, so what else do you need? You need maybe a good USB microphone, a good microphone. You either use it via the mixing desk, or if you don't have a mixing desk, you can just use a good USB microphone and hook it up to your computer. And some of them, you can use them as standalone as well. There's the microphone I use is called Zoom. Should cost about £100, maybe $100 to $150. It's very good. The quality is quite okay for the money. Obviously, with microphones, you can go to insane amounts of money. So musicians, they would typically pay about $400, $500, even $1,000 for a decent microphone. Okay, what else do you need? You need you can use your smartphone as well. Just get some apps for audio recording, and you can record in MP3 format. Download it on a little SIM card or via USB cable. You can get it to your computer, or maybe upload it directly from your smartphone onto a podcasting website. Right, what else do you need to do? If you want to do it on YouTube and you want to publicize your work or your podcast on YouTube, you will need Movie Maker, and you will need images as well. You can use your smartphone, just get a bunch of images, which you can, take your landscape scenery, or use images which are related to your podcast. And then you can upload those images to Movie Maker, put the audio stream underneath those images, and then you can align them And if you're in trouble, just get in touch with me. I'll create a quick video to show you how to use Movie Maker and what to do. And it should set you off to be able to create your own little videos, which you can upload to YouTube and make them available to the world. Again, it's not about the masses, so don't be frustrated when you only get like 10, 20, 30 views. I find, I've worked with YouTube a long time, that some videos, they suddenly end up, they go a little bit viral, and you get like thousands of views, and the average video just gets about 10, 20, 30 views or something. But it's not about numbers. It's about, you know, you having a vision, praying about it, seeking God about it, God giving you some directions and giving you some inspirations and leading you into something, and you just going for it. If it is one soul that's getting saved on account of your efforts, you know, all of heaven is going to rejoice about this one soul that will not go to hell, but will go to heaven. And how great is it, you know, if you are the catalyst, if you have done something to help this soul to find forgiveness for their sins. Okay, what else do you need to do? You need to upload it, and then obviously you need to get some subjects as well. And what we discussed today is you can just use any subject, anything, you know, which might be a hobby or something where you're pretty good at, and make it interesting, and then just try and link it in with the gospel somewhere, somehow. Yeah. And that's maybe a little bit of a challenge to do it. So it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm telling you how to get saved, but it could be something you talk about, you know, looking after your dog, your cat, and maybe there was an issue and you prayed about it and God really heard your answer. And get people talking. You know, people will leave comments, and you can then engage them into some conversation. Again, other podcasts, they can be, you know, straight on. Talk about, you know, Jerusalem. For example, you know, if you talk about Jerusalem, there'll be lots and lots of Muslims who will be tuning in. Jerusalem, you know, will it be the eternal city of the Jews or not, you know, something like that. And you will arouse a lot of interest in the Arab world, but you need to be prepared as well. If you do this, make sure you know your way around the Bible and you know a little bit about Islam, and you know the challenges they're going to give you. So anyway, lots of stuff you can do with podcasting. Again, I just mentioned this verse, faith, it's Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. Faith comes through hearing. And that is very important. We want people to have faith in Jesus Christ. And this comes through hearing the message and hearing the word of God. It's our job to get the word of God out there. So get going, get podcasting, produce some materials, and get your war room active, you know, do some stuff in there and get people around you involved. Lord, I just want to praise you for these war room talks. I want to praise you, Lord, for podcasting, for technology, for gadgets which are available. I pray, Lord, that you will help us, that you will lead us and inspire us to use them to the best of our ability, so that people will be moved right, you know, from one end of the world to the other end of the world, from east to west, from north to south. That people will be moved, that they will be moved by the word of God. I pray, Lord, that you will inspire our listeners, and that you will, Lord, that you will let the fire go out into this world, a fire of judgment and of righteousness and of truth. Amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to ChristianWarRoom.com. That's ChristianWarRoom.com.